Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
Let's see here. Are you ready to get started?
I am.
You are? Okay. I don't know how to manufacture an intro for this one.
What did we do today, Cole?
Chris, do you know how memories are made? By doing things.
Oh.
By doing things. So why don't we not waste any more time, play the intro song, and then let's get into it.
Let's make a memory.
Don't say it so sultrily.
Those Damn Ross Kids. A conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
So memories were made today. What episode is this, Chris?
I don't know.
It is 132.
That's what I was going to guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
And just the modicum of preparation. Really, that's all that I ask of you.
Oh, are we current?
Sitting here. Oh, yeah, we're current. Don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we're current. Don't worry. Sitting here looking you in the eye so you know how severe I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Very severe.
Yeah.
We're together today.
Oh, we're always together.
No, we're really together.
Oh, in the same room, like mm-hmm. you're as
across the table.
It's episode 132 of what?
The comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
Don't sound so excited. You got nothing in you. Your name is?
Oh, my name is Chris.
My name's Cole. And we're here to entertain your asses.
Kind of want to go to a different room.
Why?
I don't know. You're weirding me out.
What do you... Okay, so you want to Skype in from the same apartment?
I think so.
Oh, I'm a little intense.
A little bit.
It's only gotten worse over the years.
Oh.
Yeah.
Stop judging me.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'll just hide behind the pop filter. There we go. Now it's still bad.
Much better.
Okay. So...
No, today we decided we were bored, and we went to the Groupon, and...
Let's see what we did first. Let's paint them a picture. I think we can get maybe a 5-episode arc out of today.
Maybe.
Well, let's see. So you're down here, as you sometimes do, right?
Yep. Came down to get you out of your shell.
You know, a little bit. Yeah. And just to do a thing, right? To make some memories. So today you alerted me to a beer event.
Yep.
To an alcohol event taking place here in Cincinnati.
A local brewery.
Yeah. The Stark Beer Fest. Which is at the place where I get my brewing supplies when I deign to brew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they have a tent set up in the middle of a gravel parking lot.
Yeah.
And
also, it's 30 degrees out today, and yeah. It's been raining torrentially.
Exactly. And they put it essentially in the lower ninth ward of the parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah. No, nobody's TV was safe, Chris. It was real bad.
No, there was lots of looting. No. The only thing that was left in the river was a bunch of straw and a couple pieces of plywood.
Yeah. So picture this. The inside of a...
One more bridge, N-word Jim.
Oh, man. You think that we're joking, but we're totally not. Because picture a gigantic tent like you would see at maybe somewhere between a graduation party and a wedding reception.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, like a big old tent pitched in this parking lot that is flooded. Okay? So there's a running river through the middle of this. We walked in and there were these two guys trying to drape an extension cord across the water. And I looked at you and I asked, are the soles of your shoe rubber?
And they were.
Okay, good. So
we were safe.
Everybody else got fried. It smelled terrible. It smells like hot dogs.
So we got two samples of beer and quickly exited.
Yeah, it was the saddest thing. The water was running right underneath the Oompa band. It's like the boom, 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 boom.
The three
boom,
note boom, boom, quartet.
It gets quieter because they were being rushed away. Like Baby Moses. There's some irony there, I think.
Baby Moses?
What?
Baby Moses?
Baby Moses.
They floated him like an old Alaskan?
Yeah, pretty much.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, she put him in some reeds and tar and put him on the Nile River to be washed away.
Didn't know.
And he was found. At least I think. I think that's what the Rugrats taught me about Judaism.
Lipschitz.
Very expensive. Yeah.
So we came back to your house. We regrouped on Groupon.
Yeah, we regrouped on.
And we found...
I'm out here setting up the podcast recording. And you yell out to me, "Hey, Cole, you want to go shoot something?"
So we went to an indoor firing range.
Yeah.
First time I've ever been to one.
First time I think I've shot a gun on my own.
Yeah.
Like, not just like, hey, you just like, you know, having somebody else hold it. Like, ah, oh, you shot it. Like, no, like actually like holding a gun. And we went there and I was expecting it to be like Dale's Gun Club from King of the Hill. We were going out. I was like, oh man, I can't wait to see the bumper stickers in this place. And like the cars were just like a bunch of Volvos, and like there were like a couple of pickup trucks, but like none of them mud covered. They were kind of like just, you know, let's go help somebody move trucks. And like everything was very well organized. It was like a gun store. I don't know why somebody would need a tactical automatic shotgun, but it's there. You can get it for $4,000.
No, it wasn't. It was like $1,200.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
They're much more reasonable than you would think.
Yeah, no, much more reasonable than the auto. And so I had all these...
Plus, you're not trying to save money, because you're going to go down in flames afterward.
Well, yeah, no, you gotta spend it now, because you can't take it with you when they take you out.
So we watch a safety video after they take our driver's licenses.
Yeah, put us on some kind of list. Obama's going to come and get us.
Yeah, I think I remember them. They were such nice boys. So we watched safety video. They say, "What gun do you want to shoot?" And I said, "Well, it doesn't really matter.
we're just tourists here."
It's kind of like the equivalent of like just asking for flying lessons to only take off.
Just one. can you arrange them in order of ascending stopping power?
Yeah.
So the last one's just a grenade with an angry smiley face drawn on it.
So we got a 9mm handgun, semi-automatic.
Yeah.
And we got our rounds. We went to pick out our targets. And I said, "Cole, which targets do you want?"
And I said, "Nothing that looks like a person, please."
So we got just like this vague silhouette. And it was more or less just like a target on a black background. Mm-hmm. And so we shoot through our 50 rounds, yeah. Not a piece, but shared.
Right. No, and, you know, it feels like a toy because it's made of plastic. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, when you actually pull that trigger, after I figured out the sequence of events to, like, clear the chamber and all that stuff, like, you're holding an explosion machine. That's what a gun is.
So we get done with our 50 rounds, and I said, "Well, we have a half an hour left. Do you want to get some more?" Cole goes to get more ammo, so I'm in there waiting. Cole comes back with another box of 50 rounds and two new targets.
Yeah.
These targets are human skeletons. He got the fever.
Yeah. Human skeletons. So he brought him in. And like I didn't browse the wares, because if I saw skeletons, I could have gotten over my moral problems of shooting an actual gun at something that looks like a human. So but I saw more of these downrange. They're like skeletons. I'm like, dude, skeletons.
So I say, "Cole, oh, nothing that looks like humans, huh?" He goes, "Well, skeletons imply danger."
Yeah, no. No, I think what I said was skeletons are a legitimate threat.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I'm a good shot, I feel like.
So we went from, no, don't touch the trees.
To let's open a paper mill.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. So it's very, you know, complicated to reconcile, because my liberal persona against the fact that I had kind of a semi when I was firing that gun, and I don't mean automatic. No, it was fun. It was a good time. You had some nice grouping around the skeleton's neck.
Which, throat shot.
Throat shot. Notwithstanding that, you know, guns are terrible against skeletons. Like the common hydrogen atom, a skeleton is mostly empty space.
Got a couple hip bones knocked out and shot an elbow off.
He shot an elbow. I think I only missed two, which was good. So, you know.
Cool.
I didn't. So I've got the. So tell me, Chris, would it be tacky or gauche to take that target and like hang it up on a wall?
Well, I think it's good. Yeah. You're never going to do it again.
I know. Yeah. I just don't want to be like hangs his targets up guy. No. If that has some kind of implication.
No.
Also up in the upper right, I calculated my score. Because there are points assigned to every, like, you know, kill zone.
Patrolman!
Detective! Lethal enforcer! Yeah. And I signed it and dated it. And I put age 26, smiley face, under the score thing. Like it was a report card. It was we were making memories, Chris.
Making memories.
Yeah, no, that was that was good. That was something that... Like, you brought it up, and I was like, oh, you know, that's something I would be interested in doing, and I had...
Never.
What's that?
That's something I would be interested in doing.
Not.
Never.
Yeah. No. We went and did it, and I had a bunch of, like, really shitty, dumb things about, like, oh, I've been shooting guns in video games for a long time. I wonder what it actually feels like. You know, it's just point and click.
It's much like a video game.
Yeah, a little bit. It didn't feel real. But then the, you know, the what is it, cartridge? Is it the casing? Yeah. The casing flying off.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, the smell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go back.
I do, too.
Do you think they sell, like, is there, like, a season pass?
I think they sell cots in the back.
are they recruiting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's prepper's quarters.
Yeah, no, I'm not that great at eating stuff out of cans is my only thing.
Hmm.
I'll eat canned food. I have plenty of canned food, but directly out of cans, that kind of seems to be what preppers do. Heating them over some kind of bonfire or sterno.
Well, that's what Christopher Lloyd did when he was hanging out with Dennis the Menace.
What? I was thinking about Christopher Lloyd and Dennis the Menace earlier today. Or Christopher Lloyd in My Favorite Martian.
I never saw that.
Yeah. Then we went and saw the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yeah, which is good. Decent.
Yeah.
Good story.
Wes Anderson only has a couple of visual tricks, and once you know them...
Symmetry.
Symmetry. Basically, every frame is an album cover. There you go. Also, a lot of 90-degree pans. now something's over here, exactly 90 degrees. Yeah.
It works.
It's you know, it's made him a lot of money. Good on him.
Cincinnati, one of the only cities in the United States where... You can have non-subtitled German speaking,
mm-hmm.
and hear the crowd laugh.
It was pretty funny. Well, there were a lot of lines where, like, I was the only person laughing just because of the way it was delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Ralph Fiennes or Rafe Fiennes?
Ralph?
I don't know. I think it's spelled weird. Hmm. His delivery was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I don't know. Today's been a good day. Now we're recording podcasts. Oh. So we've told our story. I don't know how you know interesting it is, but people seem to be interested into a look into our lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
So our high flying tales of adventure aside, I want to hear some stories from you about, let's just say, weird stuff and misfortune and things we should all be afraid of.
Oh, good. I can do that. Although this story doesn't have any of that.
Oh, cool. Good. Wait, I just like didn't, you know, spit in my face.
Yeah.
Fucker.
Lots of musicians, notably Tom York of Radiohead, hate Spotify because it pays out a tiny fraction of a cent for every track played.
Mm-hmm.
But now a funk band out of Ann Arbor, Michigan called Wolfpack has come up with what is being called ingeniously simple way to make some money off of the online streaming service. The group has put out a new album called Sleepify that consists of 10 tracks of absolute silence. Wolfpack asks fans to stream the album overnight while they sleep on repeat,
mm-hmm.
figuring it could make about $4 per listener per night. The band promises to use the money for their fall tour, in which shows should be free.
Wow.
Opening track Z certainly sets the tone, a subtle, intriguing work that teases the listener as to what may come next.
So it's not lullabies.
No.
They're not getting out there with Brahms.
No, it's silence.
It's just straight up just silence.
The sound of silence.
Yeah, I've heard of other bands. I can't cite actual artists who have done similar stuff, because like streaming music, yeah, no, like it's a new economy that just straight up screws over the musicians now. Anyway, again, even worse than before.
Worse than radio?
I don't know. I would say probably even worse than radio. It's better for the listeners, which helps them discover more, blah, blah, blah. But how much, you know, exposure will feed a kid, you know? Most kids die of exposure. Am I right?
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, especially when mommy and daddy decide we're going to be artists. Yeah. but I've heard of others who put out, like, SEO-optimized album titles and names of stuff, like, you know, instead of like, oh, it's, you know, the new Radiohead album, it's like Radioheads, you know, and then each track is the minimum length to get a royalty off of it.
Really?
Yeah. So it's just kind of like basically what they're doing is search engine optimization squatting, you know, whenever somebody searches for, you know, let's see here. Anxious Robot by Radioheads, and it's 50 tracks of 10 seconds long. Yeah.
Works for me.
You know, and what that says is whenever there is a system, somebody's going to exploit it, right?
Hopefully.
Well, no. I mean, otherwise, like, what else is capitalism, right? What's the reason for being around? Why are we even still here?
Why are we not in Crimea?
I guess. Come take me, Vladimir. I'm going to feel real sad if in between when we record this and, you know, when it releases, if anybody has, you know, been hurt. Oh, well.
Shut your mouth.
But speaking of capitalism, Chris, and speaking of making an easy buck, do you know who they are?
Oh, them?
Yeah, you know, they.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it seems like they are always trying to make it so you don't know about stuff. It's always stuff they...
I started this website for one reason. To share a secret. The secret of free live cams.
All right. Now I know what's on your screen.
You know you don't.
God, that laptop is gigantic, Chris.
I know. It's great, isn't it?
17 inches?
No. Well, thank you.
No.
No, it's good. It's good. It's good. Yeah, it's big.
Yeah.
It's real big.
Can you mute your fucking speakers for me, please? We're trying to run a show.
Yeah, you're trying to do something.
Yeah, no. You know.
Tell me you like me.
It's always, you know, natural cures that they don't want you to know about. Weight loss cures that they don't want you to know about. Debt cures. All these ways that we... could better our lives, that, you know, if there was one sage man, one person who was willing to go against they, one anti-they, who could, for a nominal fee, I mean, let's be serious here, he has to make a living, right, could get out there and, you know, let us know about things like, you know, how you can improve your memory with Mega Memory Tapes. Chris, I'm talking about Kevin Trudeau and the miscarriage of justice that is our so-called government, who I would say most of them are they. Right? Most of them are they.
Dude, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Kevin Trudeau.
Sounds like an art thief.
He looks like an art thief. I think that Val Kilmer in like 1998 would play this guy.
Hmm.
Yeah, he looks a little
puffy and orange.
Yeah. but yeah, no, Kevin Trudeau, you've seen him probably, because he gets on late night television. He's not the crazy question mark guy. He's not the, you know, get government money guy. Got to get that government paper chase. But no, he, like, the government told him several times, yeah, you can't really, like, sell people this stuff because it's mostly lies. So they say. I mean, right, that's what they would say.
And, no, I've never seen this guy.
Yeah, so he was banned from selling stuff for a while, but every time it happened, he would get back on television and start selling things. He was a frequent contributor on Fox and Friends.
Wait, I've seen a lot of this guy's books at Goodwill.
Oh, yeah. No. Like, trust me, people who are about to die love this guy's books because they think he can help. Go ahead.
I thought it couldn't get worse than cancer.
getting this guy a yacht payment.
Natural cures they don't want you to know about.
Boom, boom, boom.
The weight loss cure.
Yeah.
The prison escape plan.
Yeah, because he's straight up locked up. And you know what I have to say? We need to make sure. We need to start a letter writing campaign. I'll buy some ad space at 3 a.m. on Comedy Central and FX. And we need to launch a campaign to get him back out of prison. Because if he's not out there keeping people stupid, what are we going to do? Because I'm pretty sure most of the people that we talk about having samurai katana fights in Walmart parking lots in Florida.
He has a podcast.
I'm sure that's taken down now. Chris, we need to fight they.
They, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he's eating dinner with a lovely lady.
Yeah. So, secret seduction tips that they don't want you to know about. I always forget how sultry this makes my voice sound. They.
Here he's quoted as saying, I don't think of it as doing time. I think of it as me time.
Yeah, no, it's kind of like going to a monastery where you can come up with, you know, much more mindful and fruitful and, you know, beneficial ways to bilk people out of their money. You know, he's not doing a nickel in the clink. He's not in there with them. They're in there with him. Toilet hooch recipes they don't want you to know about.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Did you hear anything about some news that was revealed on a Science Channel Moon Machines documentary?
Moon Machines? That sounds like a Yes album.
Moon Machines.
Moon Machines.
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear anything. I would ask you to elucidate for me.
Explaining the very precise nature of early space diapers.
Okay.
Apollo astronauts featured one very specific element, a sleeve likened to a condom with a hole in the tip that enabled the men to urinate into a pouch with a one-way valve in their suits. Three sizes were available, small, medium, and large.
Oh, so it's a large. Did anybody order small?
If they decided to order the next size up, the sheath wouldn't fit snugly, and liquid could potentially leak out, causing damage. To make the process a little less embarrassing, the sizes were later renamed large, gigantic, and humongous.
You're fucking with
no,
me.
No, I swear.
No, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm pretty sure that every astronaut, that might actually be like some kind of weird, like unintentional Freakonomics eugenics. I would say every astronaut is probably in the 95th percentile at the very least for penis size.
Why couldn't they have just brought a porta pot in the studio?
Into the
they were filming space.
Craft services, right? Gotcha. You know, you got to make sure, you know, because the talent, you know, can't be pissing in the same pot as, you know, as the union guys.
I can't rock a D in this humidity. I mean, gravity.
Down here at Area 51. That's one small leak for a man. One humongous condom.
Member for an astronaut.
Yeah, so it's, oh man, that would be an awesome pornography. But they were like, I've already seen animated GIFs of sexy ladies up in those parabolic anti-gravity flights.
Oh yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. That's a pretty fun image. So it was basically a stadium buddy for a low Earth orbit.
Yeah.
Huh. Hey, you know, sometimes these things happen.
But they do.
It just kind of seems like, you know, eventually we get a lot of tech, or we got a lot of tech from those German soldiers, from those German scientists that we paperclipped on over this way.
Oh, that's right.
You know, Tang, Velcro, penicillin.
Spicy mustard.
Yeah. Yeah. No, all these things. But technology, it goes back. Right, like we try and fail, we innovate. You know, the
mostly every, fail.
Every idea feeds on a nutrient rich fertilizer of, you know, dead failed ideas. Right, it's, you know, it's intellectual Darwinism. And I want to tell you about some diagrams that have been unearthed. Let's say about well, I'm just going to say it, Chris, rocket cats.
These like war dolphins?
A little bit like war dolphins. Kind of like those dogs that I believe the Germans or the Russians trained to, you know that story, right?
Tufenhunden.
Yeah, Explodenschneisen. But, so the Russians, I believe, they had trained dogs to run under enemy tanks. They were strapped with explosives. And they had a way to like signal like, hey, go under that tank. And, you know, then you're going to explode. You're going to go to doggy heaven. Or, you know, like communists, they don't believe in, you know, heaven or hell. So, you know, you're just going to join the proletariat. And that backfired, and that didn't really become a thing because the dogs were so used to running under Russian tanks that they would run for the German tanks, see the Russian tanks, run under those, and blow up the tanks on their own side.
Why wouldn't you?
I know, right? They see. I think that they know what's up. I think they know what's up.
It's like a suicide bomber walking through a temple to get to a mosque.
Hmm.
Right?
Maybe.
Probably.
Hmm. But
you don't like Muslims, do you, Cole?
What's that?
You don't in general. You don't like Muslim people, right?
Why are you saying that about
me?
You
just don't like Islam.
What?
You don't get it.
I don't get it. I'm not down with the flavor.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care what anybody's religion is.
You don't care?
No, I don't care.
Why were you training at the firing range today?
What?
Why were you training at the firing range today?
Intellectual curiosity.
Reverse jihad?
You know what? I think anybody who would reverse jihad would only do so because they're jealous of what, like, you know, running a jihad would be like. Oh my god, I want to kill people of different faiths.
Right.
Yeah. So, it's jihad envy. Look it up. It's an actual thing.
Jihad.
Or, you know, fatwa envy because they also want to oppress women. But no,
fatwa.
We're headed back to the German, to the Germans, actually, because these are sketches that were done, that were dug up from the Ottoman Empire. Like, maybe doodles in the edges of you know, illuminated manuscripts or whatever, trying to show, like, well, you know, what was written here. But the idea was they would do something very similar, which is they would take the cats, they would strap explosives to them, and let them loose, like, actually, like, fling them into the enemies. Because a cat's going to run, you know, towards, like dark places. So, like, cats are, you know, like, if somebody was going to pick it up and be like, no, bomb cat, away. Like, the cat's going to, like, slip into a dark place and probably do a lot of damage, right?
Sure.
Yeah. And these images are delightful. Rocket cats, Chris. There was a little. I think that there was some kind of plan in World War II, maybe on the Japanese or maybe the American side. There was some weird stuff, and I'm kind of curious about, like, you know, because, you know, the Gulf War gave us, you know, commercialized GPS.
Did
it? I'm kind of curious. Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
I'm kind of curious, like 30 years from now, what we're going to get from, like, drone technology, aside from...
It's going to be bad.
It's going to be real bad. Like, no, like, the world is only becoming a scarier place. But, I mean, aside from, like, you know, Amazon bringing us cell phone chargers and a half hour. Yeah.
I'm going to ask you some questions here. A little survey.
All right.
Do you believe that the U.S., a U.S. spy agency infected Black Americans with HIV?
Do I believe that?
Yes.
I don't have anything to base it on.
I'm going to ask you for evidence. Do you believe it?
I don't know about evidence, but there, you know.
I said I didn't ask you for evidence, but do you believe it?
No. I mean, it seems right with the Tuskegee experiments and all.
Do you, like, believe that cell phones cause cancer?
I believe, yes. I believe that there's a lot of stuff that causes cancer that we don't know about because cancer comes from somewhere.
Do you believe that powerful forces are using genetically modified organisms to lower the Earth's population?
No, in fact, I think the problem is the opposite. I think that they are using genetically engineered crops and such to, you know, feed more population than we actually have, or than the Earth can actually sustain.
Do you believe vaccines cause autism?
No, I do not.
Do you believe that U.S. regulators prevent Americans from obtaining natural cures?
Yes. That's what it said. Regulators. That's a different way of saying they, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. I mean, let me drink my colloidal silver in peace. I don't care if it turns my skin blue.
Let me irradiate my own taint.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you believe that companies dump unhealthy chemicals into the environment via water fluoridation?
No, those are two different things. I do believe that companies are polluting water, especially our water table. I don't believe that fluoride is poison.
Okay. So there were six. You agree with, you believe in one of these, right?
The one of them being the natural cures.
No, you agree with two.
No, I don't genuinely believe in the natural cures.
You think Uncle Sam, you know, was the you know, the outbreak monkey?
No, I don't. I don't believe that Uncle Sam caused AIDS.
Oh, well, you said that the spy agency infecting Americans with HIV, Black Americans with HIV.
No, I said I don't, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Oh,
it wouldn't surprise me because of the Tuskegee experiment.
You believe in one of these,
which is the one that I believe in. I forget.
The one about the natural cures.
No, that was...
So you believe in none of these.
I believe in none of those.
Well, no, you believe in the cell phones causing cancer.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, well...
But I think that just in general, there's a bunch of stuff that we don't know causes cancer.
Out of all those... out of those six fucking crazies, 49% of the Americans believe in at least one.
Okay.
Yep.
Hmm.
Out of a pool of 1,400 adults.
Yeah, so I'm like right at the middle of the bell curve. Yeah. I mean, I don't believe, you know, like, I don't believe in that so strongly that I don't carry my cell phone in my front pocket, you know? So it's not like, if it was a belief that was backed by conviction.
Yeah.
You know, then I would, you know, not do that, or I would not carry a cell phone. However... That, like, the rider that came along with that yes was that, you know, starlight could cause cancer. Which it does, because the sun is a star. Boom. So, 49% believe in one of those.
Yep.
What's the percentage that believes in all six?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Kevin Trudeau. I mean, how many of those do you believe in?
I don't know. I'm just having some me time.
You're just in the huska?
Yeah. Doing a dime in the clink.
Doing a dime with Colonel Clink. Oh, man. So there's some follow-up that I want to give here, because we had a listener reach out. So do you remember when we talked about bees being stolen, and how we posited that bees are possibly nature's only theft-proof animal?
Yeah.
Because they are little weapons.
Sure.
Yeah. So we have our listener.
Cats not too, but...
What's that?
I said cats now, too.
Yeah,
but...
I suppose, because they're all explosive.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since the Germans got in there and started monkeying with their breeding. But we have one of our listeners here, Jeffrey Lawton, as we refer to him on the network, Geolaw, says, because it's my joy to share my ill-gotten apiary knowledge with friends whenever I can, I wanted to comment on last week's story about bees to say that, yes, bees are extremely easy to steal. Modern hives are all modular box systems with a single door at the bottom that is easy to plug up. My dad's friend, who was an apiarist, would truck hives filled with bees around in his Plymouth Voyager without more than a couple escaping during the trip. Okay, so you just box them up and you go. I don't know how you can tell if there are a couple of bees. Tell me, Jeffrey, let's make this the ongoing bee corner, because I want to know how you know if a couple of bees are gone. He continues, also worth noting is that as the MacGyver device that he used to collect swarms. A swarm, of course, is when a colony of bees decides their current home is insufficient and migrate to a better place. Eventually, they'll stop and gather in a giant ball with the queen in the center so that she doesn't die of hypothermia. These are fully functioning hives, and a good beekeeper always has an eye out for them because, hey, free bees. So my dad's friend had this thing rigged up that was literally a backpack vacuum cleaner, but instead of a bag, he replaced it with a wooden box that could be removed. He would literally suck them up and take them home to start a new colony.
Oh my god.
So your dad's friend was a Ghostbuster for bees. A bee buster. Yeah. I don't know. Beekeepers make sure that we still have a biosphere. So Godspeed, you black and yellow emperors.
Good for them.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Animals are amazing.
They are. Some say that we are animals. Some say that we're the most dangerous game, which is why we were at that shooting range.
Someday we may be turning to carnivorous snails for our pain-killing needs. Australian researchers have found that a drug made using venom from ocean-dwelling cone snails is 100 times as powerful as top painkillers morphine and gabapentin. 100 times more pain-killing than morphine.
Slug juice.
Dear God.
Dear God. So, like, does it just turn off your mind for 4 years?
Holy cow.
Oh, man. It's so sad. It's so sad what happened to Daryl. You know, he took that spill. He took that spill, and then the doctor said, okay, we're going to give you this. You know, when you run out, you can't take anymore. But after that, he just could not stop sucking the juice out of these sea snails.
It's thought that it does not have the addictive properties of other painkillers.
Oh, well, there you go. What was that one we talked about a couple times ago? The Zaxatril or whatever?
One that the CIA released to kill white trash?
Yeah. The Trill Mix? Yeah.
My bad.
Huh. Wow, that is... I don't know. I think that most of the cures that we have are natural, as Kevin Trudeau taught us, right? Like aspirin comes from tree bark from South America. You know, penicillin comes from mold. There's weirder stuff.
Thought that penicillin came from what they scrape off of shankers.
You know what? Maybe it did. Maybe they got down there into the districts. Chris,
can you milk this shanker?
God. You know, we've talked about it before. I believe there was an episode titled after it. But is there a word that is like more misleadingly beautiful when you see it written, when you see it written now, than shanker? Chancre, shank. Yeah,
spread it on a baguette.
And there was I remember reading in my grossology book in first grade that most cultures who don't speak English think that diarrhea is the most beautiful word.
Really?
Yeah. It just rolls off the tongue.
It is
diarrhea.
Nice.
Just pours out of your mouth.
Get a good, you know, a good sour water going.
Stop. Oh, Chris, are you familiar with witches?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Oh, man. Are you familiar with water witching?
Yes, I actually am.
Oh, that's right! Because you have customers.
I have clients who claim that that's true.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know who else believes that's true? You know, I'm just asking you leading questions,
they?
And I could just... Yeah, they. They claim that that you can't find water with a stick. No, but the state of California.
They employ them?
Yes, they do. Wow. In order to find new aquifers.
It's a bad drought.
Yeah, it's a bad, bad drought.
California's being really crazy without water.
Yeah, pretty nuts. It's like straight up Thunderdome up in that piece. No, so they are sending people with dowsing rods out in order to try and find some kind of groundwater. When in reality, if you know that you're over an aquifer, which is really easy to determine, you can point at any spot and say, dig there, and you'll probably find water eventually. So it's really just a matter of knowing where an aquifer is and then digging a fucking well. No witches involved.
No witches.
No witches. They got 99 problems. Most of them involve water and not having
That's
it.
That's bad.
But
have
a
you
witch
seen some
ain't
of the
one.
Pictures?
It's nuts.
Of like
and
the way that it was and the way that it is.
That's crazy. I mean,
oh, it's horrible.
The whole state's a desert.
Couldn't happen to a more horrible state.
Ugh.
Hey, California.
Yeah, I've only been to L.A. once and I did not have a good time.
You went to San Francisco.
I went to San Francisco. Was fine.
Yeah.
It was okay. Didn't get to spend enough time there.
It was a treat.
Yeah. You know.
I explored that city on my own.
Yes, you did, because I was at a conference.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. San Francisco's fine. I think everything's south of there, probably. Well, I hear San Diego's okay, too.
Probably.
Maybe it's just L.A. that I have a problem with.
Probably.
Yeah.
I hate that place.
Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, real bad. I don't know why anybody would go there of their own volition.
Los Angeles.
Puts them in the high on the run and for most of the easy worldwide. Yeah. I don't know. So no, just stop. You know, isn't that like a problem with church and state? Oh, we got witches on the payroll. Chris, do you have a story?
I do. New study finds that 43% of high school or college-aged men reported being coerced into unwanted sexual behavior.
Jeez.
95% of the time, the female that invoked this was someone that they knew. Sexual victimization continues to be a pervasive problem in the United States, but the victimization of men is rarely explored.
Mm-hmm.
18% said that they were physically forced into it. 31% said that they were verbally compelled, and about half of the people who gave in ended up having intercourse, while 40% said it ended in kissing or fondling.
Hmm. Sorry, a car is passing by. We have to have the window open because it's very, very warm in my apartment.
So where are these women at, and why aren't they doing this to me?
I don't know.
Coercing me.
So when they say verbally coercing, it's like blackmail?
I guess. I mean, you don't can't verbally, I'm going to suck your dick. Like, okay.
I
hadn't really thought about it, but now that you mention it.
I mean.
Unwanted?
I mean, it can be.
18%, 20, so 1 in 5 men is being physically raped by a woman. How?
I don't know. I mean,
I refuse to believe that's possible.
I mean, I don't know. I think that there's nothing new under the sun. Everybody's suffering is suffering, and we can't ignore somebody's problem just because of their gender, right?
They that number seems was pretty a problem.
Why would they call it unwanted if it wasn't a problem?
Well, it was unwanted to start with.
Wow. But then the situation resolves itself of its own momentum?
It's kind of like forgetting to eat.
Okay.
And then you're like, oh, man, I smell that food. Oh, shit, I didn't eat lunch.
Hmm.
Then you eat.
Yeah?
I don't want food.
Compare women to meals more.
I smelled it.
You know, I think that it doesn't matter... It doesn't matter what equipment you're working with. I think that that humanity has a lot of potential to be monsters to each other. I don't know.
I don't think so.
No?
Nope. Don't believe it.
Okay.
Yep. If God designed it to be used as an attack, he'd have given them teeth.
That's the most backward thing I ever heard. You know, some tribes believe that. Oh, man. I mean, here's a situation playing out that I could see, which is a guy, you know, Snapchats a dick pic to a lady, just like, I'm going to Snapchat you a dick pic. And then she's like, okay, well, you're serious, right? Let's do this. I'm down to bone. I'm like, no. Well, I'm going to take this and show it to everybody. No, don't. No. These are different times we are in. It's not like Happy Days where you go to Inspiration Point
to get an abortion.
There we go. That's our punchline. Sad to say, but that's our punchline.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Oh, Chris, aside from learning how to shoot for the upcoming Holy War, I guess, where do we land on that? I think we discovered like 5 possible reasons to go to a shooting range.
Cool targets.
Yeah, no, skeleton targets.
Neon skeletons.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Although I'm trying to figure out why our skeleton... Well, I need to get my target out of your trunk, actually. But why the skeletons have sunglasses on? Because we already know that skeletons are
badass,
cool.
Yeah. Man.
A skeleton in a leather jacket.
I think it was just really fun.
Yeah, no, it was a good time.
You can buy that gun that we had, that we used for $329.
That's pretty expensive.
Not really, not for a gun.
I don't know. I've never priced out a gun.
Yeah, you can buy a gun for like $200. You can buy a handgun for like $2,000.
Right, right.
It's not really.
There's a range. Go down there, you get a Saturday Night Special, you're good.
Yeah. In this neighborhood, I definitely have a gun.
It's not a bad neighborhood.
Yeah, it is. It's really bad.
No. I like where I live. Stop. But, I don't know. I think if I was going to go back, I would want to shoot a revolver. What? Old-timey?
No, not at all.
What, revolvers aren't old-timey?
No, I just thought of a target that you could shoot at.
Well, what would it be?
A bearded skeleton on a fixie.
So there are some things that you can do. Which would be like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids. And then, you know, listen to the other the old episodes of the show. And what else are we seeing here? We're going to be on SoundCloud here pretty quick, getting those uploads done. Different ways to listen and share. And if you want to support the network monetarily, that is duckfeed.tv/tipjar, where you can shop through Amazon. And we get a little cut of that, and that goes towards keeping the lights on.
Sorry, America.
Sorry, America.